The Sitka Police Department doesn't actually have its own building. For over 40 years, it's been housed in a building shared with various State of Alaska offices. All in all, the department takes up about a third of the total usable floor space.
So it's an older building, and you could see it.
That's Police Sergeant Lance Ewers. He says it's high time the police department gets its own building.
You know, at this point in the city, in the history of the city, you know, it's like the police department's turn, if you will.
Ewers says a new facility would mean more than just a pretty building. It would mean a more efficient and effective police force. He says the current space is too small, as it wasn't designed to be a police station of this size in the first place.
So we'll take a look around, you know, like you have my office here. There's a, you know, our administrative assistant's office is
right. Ewers says there's a long list of problems with the current building. If the power goes out, the building's generator can't power the whole station, just dispatch. There's no locker room for officers, much less a shower, and officers don't have a well-ventilated area to clean their firearms, which is done with an alcohol-based solvent. Also, it's hard to regulate temperature within the building. Staff rely on box heaters for warmth, and in the summer, they prop open doors to the outside to encourage ventilation.
It's kind of dark in here.
Yeah, sure is kind of old. There, I got a light here. I can turn.
Ewers says conditions are especially bad for people in custody.
We even have box heaters back here. Ideally, you know, in a new facility, you'd have a more modern jail that would be a bit more, I should say, a bit less medieval, if you will, because this is borderline medieval.
The Sitka jail has no windows to the outside, and prisoners have no area to recreate in or outside of the building. Ewers says this isn't up to standard for a modern jail.
This was modern in 1960, but I don't know of too many modern jails that look like this anymore.
The city of Sitka is aware of the poor state of the building. That's thanks to Lorraine Lill, a resident of Sitka, who until recently was a member of the Police and Fire Commission. She's been a persistent advocate of the SPD before the Chamber of Commerce and the Sitka Assembly. A retired registered nurse, when she learned about the state of the building, she was especially concerned for the health of officers and staff working there.
And I felt like with all these hazards, biological, chemical, and physical, that something needed to be done and they needed a new environment immediately. It is a hazard to work in that building.
Lill approached then-city administrator Mark Gorman to look into the issue. The city contracted Stantec Architecture Incorporated to look into the feasibility of constructing a new facility for SPD, one built exclusively for the department with about three times more floor space. The total cost would land between $13 and $14 million, according to a draft report obtained by KCAW, for a city that is already under financial strain. According to Police Chief Jeff Ankerfeldt, poor working conditions contribute to poor morale in the department, which is being sued by three former employees alleging mistreatment. He says recruitment is also suffering, and that's expensive.
The cost of having a person for a year before they even are productive is $150,000, and if we only have them for a short time after that and they leave, then there's a financial cost to that.
Ankerfeldt says a town the size of Sitka should have 18 officers, but is only authorized to hire 16. However, with high staff turnover and an inability to attract new officers to open positions, plus ongoing lawsuits that put two detectives on administrative leave,
that puts us down to 10. It's just the perfect storm of bad things for us.
On top of that, a sergeant may leave in the fall for personal reasons. And Ankerfeldt says recently, another two officers considered leaving SPD for better-paying jobs in the Alaska State Troopers. They were ultimately not hired, but if those three officers do leave the department and they're not replaced with new hires, Sitka could be left with just 7 police officers.
Yes, and then what we're facing is, I can't even utter the words, but periods of service where there are no officers working, or we have one, and some of us are sleeping with one eye open to be able to respond to assist with anything like a domestic dispute or a fight or something like that. And those things are real common.
At its last meeting, the Sitka Assembly authorized $35,000 for an investigation of the police department and the issues that led to the employee lawsuits. Ankerfeldt believes an investigation will serve to restore the public's faith in local police, and he maintains that new officers and a modern building are also key parts of rebuilding trust. But Ankerfeldt knows any request for funding is a big ask right now.
I think it's going to be some time before it's reasonable to think that there's going to be a new facility built. Definitely there's investments, whether it's our schools and the care for our elderly and others, that need to come first.
For now, a new building may have to stay in the department's long wish list of improvements and investments. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.